to the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. I see Danny Brasco in the chat. I see Liddy, Jeff Stenberg, Mike McClure in the chat. I wonder if he's on the show. Let's see how we did on the show yesterday with the recap screen. We were coming off a 5-1, and we go 4-3-1. Sniper splits, Calvin splits. We got Martin Green with 1-0-1. We'll take that. And EC, red hot. Let's see, 19-4 now over his last 23 picks in MLB. Dodgers money line against the Phillies. That one cashes. Let's get a few more cashes before we bring in the stars of the show. How about 3 sports line picks? I keep hearing it's a slow week. Well, look at this. We got a pick from prop bet guy, Taj Bradley, under 17.5 outs at plus money, plus 109. We've got EC, Michael McGreevy, over 17.5 outs at even money. And the Tampa Bay Rays money line, minus 110. That one, courtesy of Micah Roberts. That's a 3-pack of MLB picks for you. Let's bring in the stars of the show as we're tracking golf. We've got afternoon baseball. We've got NFL to talk about as we're 48 days away from kickoff. Prop stars, Mike McClure, Matt Snyder, and Brad Thomas. Gentlemen, let's get things started. There's some stuff going on, Mike McClure, with the golf. This course playing a little bit harder than I think some people anticipated. Your thoughts through a few hours of the first round.
Yeah, look, maybe just a touch more difficult than expected. But, I think the thing to consider here as well, and not to be disrespectful to them at all, but the strength of the field is not as exactly as strong as some of the other events. So I don't think it's horrible. I mean, we've seen Vince Whaley minus 5-9, it looks like here. Maybe I would expect maybe another 5% of the field to be a stroke better than they are right now. But Not playing super easy, but I wouldn't say it's overwhelmingly difficult either here.
That's fair. That's totally fair. Brad, I saw you smirk when he said, hey, the talent of the field probably isn't that good, which of course is true. I'm curious, do you have a 3M open bet for us today?
I do have a 3M open bet. Yeah, the talent of the field's not as strong. Also, the greens are a little bit more firm than they were last year, which we have to account for. I feel like that kind of went under the radar. They hadn't gotten as much rain historically as they do before. So a little bit more firmer greens, which might tick it up by, you know, a quarter of a stroke for the round average.
Prop stars, we're 48 days away from NFL season. Gauge your excitement at this point, 1 to 10.
Closing on a 9. I'm extremely excited. We're getting closer and closer. I love NFL futures, season-long props, awards. This is the time you can really hammer those and find some tremendous value. I've got an NFL season-long prop that I absolutely love. Speaking of breakout players, this guy had an amazing closeout to the 2025 season. I expect him to build on that success this year and have him have a huge year as well.
If you have NFL questions, get them in the chat because this is the panel to answer them. Sniper, I think it was 1-for-2 yesterday, 2-for-2 the day before. Now, talk to us about today's slate because it's not a packed slate, is it?
No, there's only 5 games. There's no night games. The latest game, there's one. Let's see how you define it. 5:15 p.m. Eastern is Diamondbacks at Cardinals. That's not
really a night game.
There is one 6:40 Royals at Tigers, and I'll have a play on that one. But, yeah, very, very light MLB slate today.
All right. We still have MLB picks. We already got 3 out there. We've got at least 2 more to go. But, Mike McClure, let's get started with the 3M Open. You're focused on a round score and a guy that feels like he's a little under the radar at the 3M Open, Gary Woodland.
Yeah, let's talk Gary Woodland here. Going to go under his round score, 69.5 minus 118, currently the number. We've seen this was 68.5 at minus 110 essentially yesterday, right? So a full stroke added here. We talked about the course playing a little more difficult. I kind of like Brad's number a little bit closer to a quarter of a stroke, maybe in most extreme situations, a half stroke. Certainly not the full stroke though, when we've seen in this movement here. Gary Woodland did not have a good trip at the Open Championship. He's been basically boom or bust most of this season. And where he has played well is courses that distance really matters. And I think that that is exactly what we have here. The one thing you know about Gary Woodland, just absolutely a monster off the tee. Again, talking driving distance, but actually gaining strokes still off the tee. It's essentially Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, and Gary Woodland when it comes to that particular metric. Still above tour average overall when we're talking about strokes gained approach. Definitely above average in this field. I like his skill set overall, and I like the course fit for him here. So I'm going to be looking for Gary Woodland at this number. Again, you can find it at different numbers. scores on different sites. They're pulling these often because the scoring is different. The scoring is changing a little bit more than we've seen. And then also the strength of the field, they don't have as many offerings on some of these round scores. But Gary Woodland, to me, is still one of the better players in terms of overall skill set in this field. Love his fit here, mostly, again, because of his strength off the tee, putting himself in good positions there. Give me Gary Woodland under 69.5.
Yeah, and I will say that as this thing plays out before Gary Woodland comes onto the course, and I have one follow-up for you on a matchup involving Gary Woodland, Mike, but you might get a better number. Like, it looks like Nicholas Braba has found a better number on Gary Woodland. So you know, look around, because these are the types of things that can change kind of by the minute as we see how the course is playing out. Let's go to Brent Ritchie, Mike McClure. He says, let's say you don't have round scores to bet. Would you take Woodland over Tony Finau? Woodland the dog here, -105.
As the dog, yes, slight lean over Finau here. I know Tony's had success at this individual event. Same kind of profile, definitely can bomb it, but I do like Woodland over Finau here.
And Brad Thomas, there's a soccer question. I know you have soccer and golf for the show, but Jeff Stewart wants to know, do we like Man City to win the Premier League at +300?
Oh, man, it feels like a good price. You can get Man City at +300. I don't know, though. I feel like this would have to be a repeat of what Liverpool did when Arne Slot took over for Jurgen Klopp, right? There's a new man in charge, no more Pep Guardiola for Manchester City. And it just doesn't happen that often where the next guy up takes over and wins a championship. I probably would go a little bit more value on Liverpool at +700. I'm a big fan of Areola. I think he's one of the best managers in the Premier League. Now that he has a squad and a budget, I think he's going to make a lot of noise, and I think he'll be either first or second this season.
Sniper, we have a question from Ray G that is allegedly for me, but I'm just going to toss it right to you because I haven't studied the Tigers game, and frankly, I haven't been great on first fives lately. Let's talk about the Tigers first five -0.5. Now, that is a 6:40 game. So that's the latest game, right? Did we miss that? I think the latest game is actually at night, although early in the night. 6:40 Royals and Melton on the mound for the Tigers. Do we lay the half a run in the first five here, Matt Snyder?
Sure. I mean, Melton's been amazing this season. Randy Dobnak coming up for the Royals to start this one. He's actually been really good in the minors, but it's the minors and the Tigers are the better team here. So yeah, I could see this play.
All right, let's continue talking about the majors then, Sniper. You've got two MLB picks. I'm sure we got a lot of questions in the chat. Keep those questions coming. Hit the like button. But Sniper, talk to me about Troy Melton and the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, we'll start with the Braves. That's the early game. It's actually coming up pretty quickly here. Look, this one, it just jumps right out at you for the pitching matchup. You've got Chris Sale on the mound with his 2.06 ERA. It's 1.35 at home. And the Braves have a good offense. And you've got the Padres with Griffin Canning and his 6.67 ERA. It's 7.71 on the road. And the Padres don't have a good offense, even though they've hit a little bit this series. Now they're facing Chris Sale. I'm just going to go with the run line on this one. It's in plus money. You can find it at plus money. It's somewhere anywhere from +102 to -110, depending on where you look. So if you have the opportunity to do so, you might shop around. But I found it in plus money here. So, yeah, I don't think the Braves should have much trouble today in this one. We're going to go right back to that game in Detroit, and I'm going to go Troy Melton over 5.5 strikeouts. Again, found it at plus money. You might have to shop a little bit. Last four games, 6, 7, 9, 9 strikeouts. He has a 1.80 ERA and 9 starts this year. The Royals have a really bad offense. They haven't seen him this year. They don't have Bobby Witt Jr. He's on the injured list for the first time in his career. So I love this line on Melton as well.
So quick follow-up here, and I think we're still going to see Griffin Canning, but it looks like just in the last hour, maybe 30 minutes, we see Kyle Hart might be starting, but Canning's going to come in. Like, that's going to be
That would be an opener.
Right.
So they're just trying to mess with the Braves offense with the lefties and everything. So that would be to avoid a lefty-on-righty matchup in the first inning with, like, Matt Olson against Griffin Canning, something like that. It's an opener. So I still like the Braves in this one. That doesn't change my opinion much.
Yeah, I figured it wouldn't. I just wanted to point out just to see if that changed the analysis at all, and I don't think it does. We got to get prop stars involved in here. We got more MLB picks, soccer picks, PGA picks to get to, but I do want to tell you about a BetMGM promo here. BetMGM players will receive a no-sweat token to apply to any bet on an MLB home run bet on an MLB home run bet. To use the token, add an MLB home run bet to your bet slip and activate the token. If your bet loses, you will receive bonus bets. Again, it's a no sweat home run token. Get your stake back in bonus bets. More to get to, including the home run chart. But again, 48 days away from NFL season, and PropStars has a prop for us. That's next on The Early Edge. We're back on The Early Edge, and PropStars, 48 days away from kickoff. That's not that long. It's not that long. So let's get the props going. What do you have for us today?
It's creeping up on us. Yeah, going back to the season-long market. I love this market, obviously. Looking at Parker Washington of the Jacksonville Jaguars to go over 749.5 receiving yards. Washington broke out last year, really at the end of the season, really came on strong. Over the final four games, and this was including a playoff game, 26 receptions, 454 receiving yards, a couple of touchdowns as well. Really like his role in this Jaguars offense for a variety of reasons. First and foremost, he is their full-time slot receiver. In the Leon Coem offense, that is a very, very valuable role. This dates back to Cooper Kupp when he was with the Rams, Chris Godwin in 2024 when he was with the Bucks. He finished second in fantasy points per game that season playing in this role in this offense. So this is a very valuable role in this Jacksonville offense where he's going to play almost exclusively. Dating back to Parker Washington when he was in college at Penn State, he was a full-time slot receiver. He's built like a running back as well, 6'1", 215 pounds. You just got to think a lot of pre-snap motion, a lot of routes, option concepts, crossers, a healthy screen game, get the ball in his hands, in space, a lot of layup type receptions. So I think Parker Washington is set for a big year. I also love the fact he's highly motivated, being a former sixth round pick. He's looking for his first real NFL contract. So I just think everything is really pushing for a big season from Parker Washington. We saw Trevor Lawrence take a step forward year two in this Liam Coem offense as well. And then both Brent Udinski and Liam Coem have been effusive with the praise for Parker Washington, who really established himself as that number one option for this Jaguars passing game, who I think is going to once again replicate the success they had last year. Last year as well, the third highest three wide receiver rate in the NFL. So plenty of targets up for grabs, despite BTJ and Jacoby Myers, who are going to be playing on the outside in this Jacksonville offense. So I look for Parker Washington to have a huge year. He had 850 yards last year, so I think he'll easily replicate that as long as he stays relatively healthy. I think he could get there in 10 or 9 games even. So I look for Parker Washington to continue on his big breakout campaign in 2025 and have a monster 2026 season. I also love him from a best ball and fantasy perspective as well.
Yeah, maybe from a DFS perspective too, Mike McClores. We'll be probably talking about him on FFT DFS. If you want that type of analysis, just stay dialed into this Sportsline YouTube channel. Prop Stars, I can't wait for our prop show and all of those things. But when you drop an NFL prop take, it just like we're all dialed in. So I absolutely love that. Let's move to Brad Thomas. We've got a PGA pick. We got a soccer pick. By the way, I see a lot of questions in the chat, MLB related. We're going to get to those as well. Brad, hit me with two.
Yeah, I'll go with the golf bet first. And this is more of a mathematics thing than a player profile thing. Whenever I try to bet three balls, I want to isolate the matchup. And what that means is I want to get a matchup where I can almost eliminate the third golfer. And if I do that, I get a head-to-head. And if the odds are in my favor, then it plays out a little bit better. So I'm going with a three ball of Kurt Kitayama over Billy Horschel and Jackson Koivin. And the golfer that I'm eliminating is Billy Horschel, right? Typically, you know, when I fade Billy Ho, it's at longer courses. This course is one of the longer par 71s on the tour. Billy Horschel also is playing some really bad golf. He's missed the cut in four of his last five trips, and it's like seven of his last 10 outings. He does have a T13 here, but I'm not overly concerned. That was 3 years ago. So now I'm getting Kurt Kitayama versus Jackson Koivin. And yes, the rookie out of Auburn looks fantastic, right? He did miss a cut in his first official tour start, but he has all the tools. But I'm getting this matchup with Kurt Kitayama, the defending champion, someone who's finished what? No worse than T6 at this tournament, who has a ton of firepower and a ton of game. It's just a really good matchup. So I like Kurt Kitayama to win this three ball at plus 125. The next one, I'm going to conference league qualification. Florida Tallinn versus the New Saints, TNS, one of my favorite fades. And I don't want to necessarily say fades in a bad way. This team tries really, really hard, but they give up a ton of goals. I'm going over 2.5 goals in that match. Both of these teams have incredible metrics over the last 5 matchups in terms of XG, XGA, and goals total in their matches. It's 4 of 5 for Flora, and it is 3 of 5 for New Saints. My biggest problem here for New Saints is, yes, they're going to sit deep and try to make sure this match doesn't get out of hand. But I believe Flora is going to score early in this, and then the game opens up. We could see 3, 4, and maybe even 5 goals in this match.
All right, we got a soccer pick. We got a PGA pick. I'll drop a PGA pick as well. I like to approach 3 balls the same way, Brad, where I can like maybe ice out one of the players. I don't know that I'm necessarily doing that here, but I've got such a good number on Zach Blair's 3 ball, plus 155. Other books have this in the plus 140-ish, 145 range. I think it's playable there. Trying to win a full unit on this. So at plus 155, I'm betting 0.65 units, so taking a little bit of the risk away at this plus number. But Takumi Kanaya and Nick Dunlap just not, they're not playing the golf that Zach Blair is right now. Zach Blair is accurate off the tee, certainly not very long, which, you know, might hurt him a little bit here. But again, this course playing a little harder. I think if you're accurate off the tee and you're good with your iron play, which Zach Blair very much has been, and you're good with the short game, which Zach Blair very much has been, I think you can ice out guys like Takumi Kanaya and Nick Dunlap, who are just not playing great golf. Nick Dunlap showing a little bit in terms of signs of life lately, but the approach play is bad. Takumi Kanaya's approach play is also bad. Both of those guys can kind of get it done with the short game, but I think they're going to find more trouble with the ball striking than Zach Blair. So give me Zach Blair at plus 155 over Takumi Kanaya and Nick Dunlap this afternoon. Of course, I'm monitoring the Max Homa matchup I have against Jake Knapp. He's down 3 strokes. They still have 10 holes to play, so we'll see. A lot of water on this course. A lot of things can change very rapidly, so hopefully Max Homa can get himself back in to that matchup. Let's go to some questions before we bring up the home run chart. First of all, shout out to Moshi. He likes the Braves run line as well. He dropped into the show right when it started, said he's taking that one. Sniper, thoughts on Ian Seymour, 5+ Ks, that one from Ramo.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but the Blue Jays, as much as they've had struggles this year, are a very, very low strikeout team, one of the lowest in all of baseball. So that makes that one a little tougher for me.
Mike McClure, Gary Woodland over Tom Kim. That's a tough one, but it's plus 125. Is that a stay away, or would you flirt with that?
It's close. I don't mind it at the plus 125 when we're talking one individual round. Yeah, wouldn't be my first choice, obviously, but yeah, I don't hate it.
Sniper, we've got Ed Anarumo that says Braves team total over 4.5. He doesn't say it. It's a question, actually. Yeah, but any thoughts on that at 12:15 today?
I looked at that one as well. That it was between that and the run line for my play today. So either one of those I'm good with.
Okay, and he has that at minus 115.
Even with Kyle Hart as the opener. And I should point out, Kyle Hart went to IU. So,
oh,
Hoosiers.
So how do we fade that? Well, he's not going to be in the game that long, so it's okay.
Yeah, he'll have an easy 1-2-3 before they start scoring. That's how we do that.
Fair enough. Ricardo Hernandez says Caminero 1.5 bases. Do we like the over on him?
Yeah, Junior Caminero, absolutely. And Shane Bieber, really good outing last time out, but at this point in his career, he's pretty inconsistent. So, yeah.
And finally, I don't know if you answered this one from Lee Price. Melton over 5.5 Ks versus the Royals. Any thoughts there?
That was my play today, so I think.
Oh, my bad. That's why I was like, yeah, I think we've covered this one. Crispy Scott in the chat says early wedge was really good. Just finished watching. Yeah, these early wedge episodes, I know there's only so many through the FedEx Cup playoffs to go, but they've been really, really good. Not necessarily because of the picks, but just the whole show. If people watch it, I think they know what I'm talking about. We'll see if our actual picks come to fruition as well. Let's see. Mike, did you see anything in the chat from a golf or otherwise standpoint that you needed to answer?
I don't think so. I do like the Braves though. Wouldn't mind playing Braves on an alt run line as well, like someone suggesting in the chat. I like Braves in a pretty big way tonight.
Yeah. How about this, Mike? I think this is a really smart comment from Crispin. We're going to fast forward to the Melbourne Australia game. Rams versus the 49ers. Is this line at 3.5? I thought it was at 3. Maybe it's at 3.5 in some places. But Chris been pointing out that Kyle Shanahan owns Sean McVay. You're probably not making these week one bets yet, but any thoughts on this matchup?
Yeah, if it's a 3.5, I'm taking the Niners for sure. I think they have a good shot to win this game outright.
Yeah, I'll double check what that line is and where it is. But let's see. I'm looking at it now. I'll get back to everybody on that one. Brad, any thoughts on both teams to score an over 2.5 for St. Gallery Benfica at even money?
Yeah, I took over 3 this morning. I think it was minus 110 or 120, somewhere around that range. It's a really interesting game because there's no more Mourinho for Benfica, so we'll see how they change tactically. But St. Gallen are a pretty aggressive club that also have a leaky defense. So I didn't want to take both teams to score because legitimately this could be like a Benfica 3-0 win. That's why I opted for over 3 instead of the BTTS and over 2.5.
Speaking of 3, it is 3.5 at a lot of major books on that San Francisco 49ers game. That's a lot of points. Daniel Greer, let's get to the home run chart because Daniel Greer says, spoiler alert, Springer takes Seymour deep. Sniper, feel free to comment on that. But we only have 2. It's a shorter slate. We only have 2 MLB home run plays courtesy of the Inside the Lines crew. Junior Caminero, that's a good one. Plus 237 versus plus 242. And then we got Byron Buxton, plus 267 versus plus 325. Sniper, your response.
Yeah, I mean, we already talked about Caminero. I'm always going to love Caminero. And Buxton is such a high-volume home run guy at this point in his career. You get him, Gavin Williams there. A little bit of a tough matchup. But, yeah, I mean, I'm always good with Buxton as well.
Mike, I didn't know you. I legitimately didn't know you were a best ball guy, too. You do it all.
Yeah, a lot of best ball. I think there's a big opportunity in best ball. In the middle of a best ball draft, which fine, they're constant this time of year. I was in the middle of it during your question, and it was we were multitasking. Got to experience what Ben gets to experience behind the scenes pretty much every day this time.
I want to be like an investor in Mike McClure's anything, like best ball or otherwise. I just want to be like, hey, I'll throw you 10% of the buy-in and just let me know how it works out at the end of the season. I feel like it would work out quite well. Brad Thomas, before we get to the recap screen, anything you saw in the chat or anything you wanted to address from the Q&A that we've been doing this show?
No, actually not a ton of questions. A lot of people just talking about made up teams in soccer. Listen, these are the dog days of soccer, but I promise you these are legitimate matches, Champions League, Europa, and Conference League qualifications. These teams make so much money if they qualify into the major tournament. So they're going to try hard, and we're going to try to make money off them.
Prop Stars, Typhoon 1736 says Tyler Shuck, plus 185 to throw for 4,000 yards, added new talent, and he finished strong last year. I mean, those things are true, Prop Stars.
It's difficult to throw for 4,000 yards in the NFL. I would need a better price. Frankly, I am high on Shuck. Obviously love Jordan Tyson, Chris Olave, but a lot went well last season. I want to kind of see him replicate that heading into the season. So I'd stay away unless it was a better price point.
A very smart and measured response from Prop Stars. That's what you're going to get preseason and through the NFL season from this entire crew, and certainly Prop Stars as well. All right, I think we can get to the recap screen. We'll get you out of here, everybody, in about 25. Let's see what we have. I've got Zach Blair later on this afternoon, plus 155 in a 3-ball over Takumi Kanaya and Nick Dunlap. I'd play that down to plus 140. I think that's like the worst price you're going to get on this one, but try to look for the plus 155. That's at some major books, and plus 145, you'll see that as well. Braves on the run line at plus 102 from the sniper, and Troy Melton over 5.5 Ks at plus 115. Round 1 3-ball, Kurt Kitayama, plus 125 from Billy Horsch, against over Billy Horschel and Jackson Coivin. That one from Brad Thomas. And Flora Tallon versus the New York Saints over 2.5 minus 135. Again, also from Brad Thomas. Gary Woodland under 69.5 minus 118. And if you haven't placed that bet yet, look around, see if you can even get a better price on Gary Woodland's strokes under 69.5. We got an NFL prop for you. Parker Washington over 749.5 receiving yards minus 110. Also have 3 sports line picks. Taj Bradley under 17.5 ounce at plus 109 from Prop Bet Guy. EC's got Michael McGreevy over 17.5 ounce at even money. And the Tampa Bay Rays money line minus 110. That one courtesy of Micah Roberts. We stick with baseball for some home run props. We've got Junior Caminero and Byron Buxton as the top MLB home run plays, courtesy of the Sportsline model and the Inside the Lines crew. Great show. Great, great show. Who says it's a slow day in sports? We had a ton to talk about, NFL included. A big thank you to Brad Thomas, Matt Snyder, Prop Stars, and Mike McLaurin, of course. Ben on the ones and twos and threes and fours. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll do this again tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Make sure you join us. I guess that would be BPE Friday. That's going to be a fun show. Buckle up. Have a great day. Let's have a positive day and a positive recap screen. We'll see you next time on The Early Edge. I'm the Counselor of Cash, and we rest our case.